Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel. And today we're going to be looking at Astral Chain and other games. Astral Chain and other games. Anyway, you know how you guys are always up my ass about anime and
games? I've got to know more about how I'm up your ass about anime.
You're always
I'm like, hey, what's this? Where am I? Am I yelling about anime? Is this a noose? Yes.
Is this Joel Dush's anus? Am I in
it? Am I in it? And am I plastering the walls with the word weeb? Yes. Every morning and every night.
You know how in earlier episodes you're like, is Bayonetta 2 anime? Yeah. Is Resident Evil anime?
Could be.
Is going to work anime?
Time will tell.
Hiya.
Well, you know what? I've lent in and you can all go to anime hell because I've been playing Astral Chain.
Whoa!
Astral Chain...
I'm assuming an anime? Is it an anime?
It would be wild if it wasn't. The latest in the Donkey Kong series.
So it is created... It's published by Platinum Games, who released in Nier Automata and also Bayonetta. And it was... designed under the supervision of a guy who also worked on Devil May Cry.
Wow.
Yeah. Why is the devil upset?
Anime.
I haven't played it, but probably anime. Oh, wait, I played one of them. I played the reboot everyone hated.
Yeah?
It was the answer.
They turned down the anime show.
Well, that's good.
Is that why he was
turn
upset?
It back up.
Is the devil a weeb too?
Yeah.
Is the devil like, they took away my anime and started crying?
I think the devil May Cry might refer to... Yeah. Upsetting, I don't know, Dante.
I like the ambiguity in that. Devil May Cry. Oh, I've played the whole game and he was chill. So what's Astral Chain about?
Astral Chain, you play as a police officer.
Good.
You get to name your character. You get to pick the gender, and the gender means that you have a twin of the opposite gender.
So cool.
I picked a male. I've got a sister called Akira, which is funny because I found out that if you pick female, your brother's name is Akira.
Oh, great.
What's your name?
So I just randomly generated one. It gave me Ryu, and I was like, hell yeah.
Okay.
So basically, you work for a police force that just a regular police officer, but this there's like a secret division to the police force that gets... these monster robot things.
Great.
They're monsters.
Okay, sure. That seems
Seems pretty anime.
Yeah.
Fairly anime.
What you should do with taxpayer money? Invest in robot monsters.
No, I think they're fighting the robot
Them?
No, so it's both.
Okay.
Of course.
Right, sure.
So basically, the world is under attack by this horrible being called the Chimeras.
Mm. And we should send in the cops and not the military.
Well, it's like a secret military police funding thing.
Okay.
And you have...
Wait a second. So the cops are part of the military?
Shut up for a second.
I have very strong opinions about military and the police being divided.
Privatize the police force.
Privatize the citizens.
Yes.
You are a police officer, but the reason you're selected is not because you're a police officer. It's because there's only certain people that can bond with legions, which are basically captured versions of Chimeras.
So it's like Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
It's like Evangelion to the point where there is scenes in this that are literally almost a shot-for-shot remake of moments in the Evangelion series. So, you want anime? You got anime.
My DOS is so just, influenced
by We never
by
said it. Yes.
What kind of a game is it? Can it's I not, guess? Is it, a lot? Are you concerned at all about combos?
No.
Oh! I was imagining the kind of game where you just keep tapping A and it's like combo. And no, you're like, okay,
in fact,
game.
The combat in this is almost the opposite of that, where it's
anti-combo.
I'm going to
one hit only.
I'm going to struggle so hard to convey how the combat works.
I'm so excited.
Right. It's so cool.
Please give us a step-by-step.
I'm excited.
Step.
All right. So okay, so, we're fighting.
Okay, so step so one. Just quickly to get back to that. Yeah, so basically, you and your twin, your dad works for the police.
Yeah,
he has a legion. You find out that both of you are really compatible. A thing happens. Mm-hmm. Everyone loses their legion except for you.
Okay.
Your dad is also trapped in like the bad world, which is where the Chimeras come from. With the other legions, your legion molds with you. You sink at the highest rate anyone's ever synced with one before.
Right,
anime as hell.
Oh yeah,
You then, are a special good.
It's filthy. Yeah. Go on.
Well, there's five specials, but you were the only one who was able to get yours back.
You're
but
the best special.
You're the most special.
I'm the specialist special.
Yeah, that's great. Good.
A specialist.
Yeah.
And then. Wait, I can't. Oh, yeah, to tie back into what type of game it is. It's actually a game that I think, Jackson, you would really like if it wasn't so anime.
Whoa.
Because the combat, I'll get to in a second.
Yeah. But is it a fishing sim?
It's also a like a detective game where literally, at the start of every level, well, there's cases. The game is divided rather than chapters. They're called cases.
Sure.
I just like that there's like still investigations going on when we have monster chimeras entering the world.
It's because the chimeras
the world hasn't kind of fallen to hell.
Same as Evangelion or I guess like Akira where like the big end of the world thing is being kept under wraps by the government. Yeah. So you're kind of like fighting it on the fly.
Sneaky.
So you investigate, it starts the game like you're investigating like missing persons and then you find out that the Chimeras are kidnapping them and taking them to bad places,
et cetera.
So it means that in the start of the game, like the start of every case, you're in a crime scene and you just have to go in, like just wander around, look for clues,
that
investigate witnesses.
Good.
Picking up rocks, being like, what's under here?
Dirt.
Every time you find
less
a clue, do you go,
No, your character, Jackson. Entirely silent.
Oh!
To the point where it was kind of distracting because people talk to you and you just don't respond.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's no. What? Yeah.
Man, that's the best part. It's the only good bit of anime, the noises.
You get to design what your character looks like, and I gave my character the worst hair in the world.
Can you not give them the worst hair? I'm assuming every hair is the bad
one. No, so you know Leon's hair from Resident Evil 4? It's like a more exaggerated version of that. Like the real big side part, but shaved on the other side.
Oh, good.
Kind of Skrillex-y, but also Skrillex mixed with anime.
Yeah,
originally, I'd given myself blonde hair, but then when I realized Akira was my twin sister, I was like, this is bothering me because I've messed with the in-game continuity myself.
Yeah.
So then I went and dyed my hair black.
That's fair.
So it matched.
Did you do that in-game?
Yes.
That's crazy because that means in the continuity of your game, your character reuse.
Yeah, Ryu.
It's like, I don't look enough like my twin. No one can ever know.
I
take after mum. Nah, I want to have black hair like my papa.
So papa has blonde hair, but it's clearly bleached.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
So yeah, the every case starts with you at the police HQ and there is so much to do there. There's like 45 people that work there, so you can just talk to all of them.
Oh, no.
You don't have to.
I won't.
No. A lot of them don't, and quests are clearly marked out, so if you don't, you can only talk to, three fellas if you want.
Good, good to know.
But there's, a locker room where you can change your outfit and doing, little things in-game. There's just, you're just constantly unlocking so much stuff.
Yeah.
You can customize your outfit, so I didn't even realize that originally I was just wearing, police armor, but you could take that off and just wear a suit, and I was like, that's cool. I'm not going to do it, but that's cool. Change your color of your outfit, color your hair, whatever.
All police officers often do.
Yeah.
There's weapon customization fellow where you can buy grenades and stuff like that.
Great.
And I still need to get back to how the combat
works.
I'm curious. I'm looking at it. How does this link back to the combat?
So there's a chimera? Is that what you're fighting primarily?
Okay, so chimeras appear.
Okay.
Hang on. When you bond with a chimera, is it like a venom situation?
No.
Where it's sort of like
attached
a symbiote?
With a titan.
No, it's a legion.
A legion.
That doesn't happen in game except when you're recapturing the other ones that have gone missing, which is just like a cutscene.
Oh, okay.
It's just a cutscene. Imagine you just defeat a.
You just said capturing the other ones, and I was like, what goddamn element of this story is he doing? I get it, though. I get it.
Yep. The Legion. So there's five legions. You keep one. The other four are
you've got to go and capture them
across
the
board. So this Legion boy.
Yeah. Yep.
So is it like a Venom situation where it's a symbiote?
Or is it like a mech more?
It's more like a mech. That's where the astral chain comes in because they're literally chained to you. And which is why the combat is wild. Okay. Because
literally chained.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. The
chain. You're the question. Like I want to find out how this combat works.
Is it like a like a leash?
Yes. It's literally like a leash.
So you're walking your dog.
Basically,
to combat.
Except it's a big sword thing.
Your dog is a sword?
No, your dog isn't a sword. It's the Legion is your Legion is the Sword Legion. It's
and it looks like a guy. It's got two.
It's
swords.
Just a guy. It's got a sword.
Okay, so Chimera's. Who cares? Chimera's are coming.
I just want to know what it looks like.
Doesn't matter. What am I pressing on the controller?
An Evangelion.
Google it. I am right now. Google Astral Chain Sword Boy.
Sword Legion.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's exactly what everyone listening, except Joel Zammer for some reason, is imagining.
He can't picture this mech. It'll be a guy with two swords.
I was imagining a man in a suit with a
sword.
No! Why? I don't know!
You're a police officer.
All right, so I see you now. It's like a little Transformer dude.
Yeah. Yes!
All right.
You satisfied?
Yeah.
All right, so
everyone's up my house now. You know about this?
How does it feel?
It's not good.
The moment someone mentions anime in this show, it just turns into screaming. And I did it dangerously in the first
sentence.
At
the moment we started, bold.
So your character, you control the combat of your guy. Mm-hmm. So you have a gun, a baton, and a sword. The sword's slower than the baton, but does more damage. Blah, blah, blah. That's easy. That's just the walk up. That's the combat you're imagining.
Yeah.
You walk up. You've raised your hand, Joel Zammert. I'll get you in a second.
Yeah.
You walk up to the Chimera. You can just wail.
You can whop it. Yeah. Right.
You tap it in time. It does like a combo. Doesn't come up with a combo multiplier.
It's like the
same way in like a God of War or something. You press attack four times. It's like a chain of attacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Chain of attacks.
Chain of attacks. Right.
But in the meantime, you can release your Legion, who can only be out for a certain period of time. They have like hit points, but that's also a timer.
Okay.
You release it. So you controlled your attacks with like ZR.
Yeah.
Your Legion you send out with ZL.
Uh-huh.
You hold down ZL and then you can control it with the controller
stick.
Oh,
no.
You can't attack with it. Like there's no attack button. You just move it to the enemy and it automatically attacks.
Oh, boy.
You can tie things up with the chain. So if you loop around with the chain, they get bound so you can attack it easier. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And look, Jackson also has so many other things you can
do. I don't want to know. Yeah. I'm feeling ill. Answer Samit's question.
What was your question?
What is the cat-looking one? Is that what it transforms into, or is that another one?
It's another one. None of them transform into each other.
Oh.
I mean, when...
Look, I asked a question. I don't want to know the answer anymore. But you can get a pet cat,
originally,
I'm
and you can pat it as well.
That's good news.
Originally, there's five. I think it actually might be six. Anyway, there's five or six legions. Originally, they're all separate, but when you capture them, because they're being captured to the one chain thing, when you swap between them, I guess it looks like they're transforming, but they're not.
Okay.
They're different things.
One is just a hand. Oh, wait, no, it's part of the boy. Never mind. I thought one was just a hand.
Yet, no, they're mostly just like, there's like a gun, well, an archer one, a sword one, a dog one.
Great.
Different ones.
The many weapons of man.
Yeah, and as you progress.
You know, sword, bow,
dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what is dog if not man's best
man's
weapon?
Man's greatest weapon is dog. It's true.
Yeah, yeah. There's one here. It looks like he's just wielding a police-branded car door that is pointy.
I wish you hadn't shown me that.
It's probably a shield one, maybe.
These look like the terrible new Pokemon that aren't Pokemon in Sun and Shield or whatever.
Sun and Shield.
You know how they were like, what if your Pokemon just looked ridiculous?
Hey, side note.
Yeah.
So we get paid to do this with Thumb Cramps.
Yeah.
And Thumb Cramps is a video game review podcast. Does that make us professional video game reviewers?
It makes us professional gamers.
Which means that people can't even get upset because that's just...
Yeah.
It's just the truth. Professionals. Because that's why the Olympics is an amateur competition, because you don't get paid for it. But we get paid for this.
So I would say we count as professional gamers.
This game takes a while to get into.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Zammit, I'll get to you in a second. I'm bad enough considering my own train of thought, let alone when people interrupt. Look, how long did it take me to get to combat?
Oh, man, it wasn't even worth it.
I'm being polite. I'm raising my hand.
So the introduction is quite not slow, but like it takes a while because first it establishes a character, then you get the Legion.
Yeah.
Then there's the first case, which
would
you
say there's
it.
More gameplay or more cutscenes?
Oh, far more gameplay.
Oh, well, that's good. That's way not what I was expecting. More that's not what I was expecting, and that's good
like,
to hear.
Way more. It's very similar to Nier Automata yeah. in the sense that like the cutscenes is pretty much just when characters talk to you, but a lot of the time the dialogue, if it isn't important, won't trigger a cutscene. It'll just be a speech box.
Oh, that's pretty good. I'm always here for speech boxes because I can press B and skip through.
Yeah, exactly. You can skip through cutscenes like that too. Yeah. When people are talking, the speech box still comes up, even if it is a cutscene. And if you press it, just goes to the next
that's
bit of the
fabulous
cutscene.
News.
Yeah. You can pay no attention to the story.
I would love
want.
To.
The only thing you have to pay attention to, but it doesn't actually affect the game situation, is that when you're investigating stuff, when you get clues, so like people say like, I saw a monster come out of a yeah. red door. So red door will be highlighted and that goes into your clues book.
Yeah.
And then once you've, once you're ready to solve the case kind mm-hmm. of thing,
you got
to
combine.
You go speak, yeah, yeah. And like they ask you, they're like, all right, so where do you think this person went? And then you'd be like, oh, okay, well they said red door. So then that fits.
Whatever. Yeah.
I've never done badly enough that they've been like, you didn't pay any attention and I haven't gotten all of the questions wrong. So I don't know if you got them all wrong, if the game would let you progress or not. But I know that I've definitely answered some stuff wrong and it's been fine.
Not enough games give you the option of being like, I don't know.
Just being like an incompetent cop.
Yeah, where did they go? Happened? I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, because one of them was like, what else did they use? And I was like, oh, yellow drone. They're like, no, that...
No, idiot. No.
Yeah, yeah. It was just like you weren't paying. Were you not paying attention to when the person mentioned this?
Yeah. Well,
and they're like, "Are you sure it was this?" And I was like, "Oh no, it was that thing you basically just told me it was."
Wow. Well, yeah. Xamarin's question.
Yeah, Xamarin's question.
Quick question. Sorry. Hi. Hey. Mm-hmm. Why are they all the colors of police? They are all colored like blue and
they're
white.
They're police robots.
I get that, yeah, but whose choice is this? Is it yours?
The police. You can okay. change their color, yes.
Okay, I was just curious. Yeah. It was like, it just
originally,
seems odd
it's
that.
The police color because it matches. It's the same as your uniform. Yeah. But you can change the color of your uniform and you can change the color of your
I know that. And just, it just seems weird that these extraterrestrial things.
It's because we've captured them. They don't look like
they
that
belong okay. to the police.
Yeah. And,
that's
yeah.
just branding.
Yeah, oh, it's literally just okay. branding. It's like,
yeah. Yeah. I was wondering if they were naturally that color.
No, I can't imagine.
If they were naturally that color, then it would be the police's. God given right.
The Chimeras are kind of like a burning red to the point where they're a bit smoky. So
oh, yeah.
Okay.
And so they also possess like... fellas sometimes. I let a citizen. Oh, you can also just do normal arrests.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. No, so, like, that's
I caught,
fun.
I caught, there was a graffiti artist. Someone was like, hey, have you seen this graffiti artist? I want to tell them how much I love their work. And then your partner, who is your sister yeah. at that point, is like, you know, you're pretty much just telling us to arrest this guy. And the person was like, oh, no, don't arrest them. But if you can bring them to me, I arrested them.
Yeah, good. You made the right choice.
Yeah, and then yeah. the guy was like, I can't believe that I got to meet them. I can't believe that you arrested them. You're a real bomber.
Wow.
So, yeah, is it good?
Yes.
Okay. Is any of it bad?
The controls are... It's a very uphill battle at first of just trying to figure out the controls. Like, the game tells you all the controls.
Yeah.
The tutorial is really good. And the police base, their police HQ has a tutorial program that's like, hey, come practice field combat or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And it goes through everything very in detail. And if you, it's all optional as well. So if you're like, no, I've got it pretty yeah. much from the tutorials at the start of the game.
You don't sweet. Have to, but.
But wow, if it wasn't for those, I would have been like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The first couple of levels are way harder than the rest of the game, apparently, because you unlock a lot more abilities after
yeah,
like,
yeah.
the third case that makes gameplay a lot more chill. What else is bad about it? Actually, it gives you... When you select the difficulty, the hardest difficulty at first is, like, it's called the PT standard mode, and apparently it's, like, Platinum Games standard mode,
oh.
which is, like, you can die 3 times... before you game over.
Yeah, yeah.
You get a grade ranking at the end of every case.
A classic.
Which is an anime game staple.
D's, as far as the eye can see.
I've been copping a lot of them. And, like, but the rewards are apparently better.
Yeah. Well.
But otherwise, there's casual, which is like, die as much as you want.
Yay!
There's no, way to play. There's no letter grading at all. And then there's another one, which is like,
everyone's a winner.
It's like cinematic mode, where it's like, basically, barely play. Like, as in, everything's real easy.
That's great. You'll get an A no matter what.
Do you want to watch a movie and
no,
occasionally
there's no grading.
Press A?
The grading's only in that level I'm
but
playing.
But I would with. Like it if on the easiest level, they just gave you the A, so you felt good.
So, the thing that I don't like is every time I finish a case,
yeah,
it's like, congratulations, you finished this case on this level. Do you want to continue at this level? It's like, it's rather than it being an opt-out situation, it's a, they constantly are asking you.
That's and weird. Like,
okay. It's one extra menu every level. Yeah, and no, the levels are long.
Still, it would be annoying. Yeah.
I really appreciate this is on the Switch because the cases, which in most games would be like a 30-minute situation, are like hour and a half.
Whew!
So, like, it's broken up different. It doesn't feel, it's not like it drags. You just like, oh, this is like a lot longer in between going back to the police station than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, how many thumbs? What are we talking?
See, this is a game, like, because it's a type of game where if I give it 5 thumbs, it's going to sound like I'm very sincere about it. So I think it's a sincere 4 thumbs and a knock.
Okay.
I'm having a really good time, and it reminds me a lot of Nier Automata, and you know how much I like that game.
You had a good time with that. You are a big weeb. Yes. So I understand why this would be the game for you.
There doesn't appear to be any gratuitous titty or upskirt action in this.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
Yeah, no, but there's always time.
Nia does the same thing. Yeah.
It might be coming. You
where
don't
at
know.
First, her outfit's revealing, but
you don't
it's
see
fine.
Any titums or anything.
But then later in the game, it gets hectic.
It's Tito heaven. Yeah.
And you, the second character you're playing, Nia, is a perv.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
That's anime.
That's the risk you do playing anime. You know?
You know what? 5 thumbs for anime. Except bad anime, which gets 1 thumb.
Whoa. Well, they are the extremes.
Yeah. All right, now let's have a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What have you been playing?
I remember a while ago I saw a trailer for a game. It wasn't even a trailer. It was one of those things where it's like the guy who made the game playing the game on YouTube and being like, this is the game I'm playing. And they never really seem like they're having fun. You know those videos? And the guy's like, so you're jumping. Yeah.
A demo.
I don't know why
demo?
They never seem like they're excited about their own game. I was watching one for, you know that game where like
developing it for years and they're sick
and
tired of it?
Yeah, but you're advertising it here. Or they're don't
like,
you
I hate
play
this game. This game's
I was watching the one where it's like a game where they're bringing it's like, oh, every pixel is like simulated. So it's like, you know,
every pixel is simulated.
Yeah, yeah, did you ever play this game as a kid? It was like, would have been like you played it in high school on one of the computers where it was like you could put down all these little pixels that were like
zoom beanies.
No, you could put down all these pixels that represented fire and they would affect the pixels that represented earth, and you could
Sierra's Incredible Machine. Those are the only two games I played
anyway,
on a computer.
He clearly didn't care about it and he didn't show anything interesting. Anyway, I saw this one of these for the game Blasphemous and I was like, wow, that looks just so up my alley, it's ridiculous.
Everyone has been saying that Blasphemous is going to be your game of
everyone,
the year.
Friend of the show, Levins from Sister Show, All the Small Games, is like, wow.
It's his game of the year.
It's his game of the year. Jackson, you'll love this.
He'd put 30 hours into it before it officially released.
That is crazy. So I sat down to play this game when it came out. I got it straight from the Switch store. It was like, sat down the moment I downloaded it to play it. And it was an exercise in me being like, oh, well, I'll just give it another 10 minutes to see if it gets good. And it never did. I don't know why, but I found this game such a chore to play. I thought it looks great.
Yeah.
But everything else about it is like, it feels so clumsy to play. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, one of my big gripes with it, maybe my biggest gripe, is that it's got one of these problems of like art direction and style over like not over gameplay, but there are so many times where I'm like, I don't know where the edge of this ledge is in this platforming section, because the ledge is like made of like bits of pretty wood or whatever. So the edge of the image is not actually the edge of the platform. And oh, I keep falling and dying. I find that the save points are way too spaced apart in a way that just doesn't seem fair. It's such like a...
Well, the game's meant to be Switch. Mean.
Yeah.
So
no,
save
I know. But the
but it's if your battery runs out...
Well, my issue is that it's just because that's your respawn point.
Yeah.
So it's space between respawns. So it's not just like, oh, I'm getting back into the game. Oh, I'm miles away. It's like, I've made it through heaps of area. Oh, no, a shitty ledge has screwed me. And now I've got to do it all again. This is exhausting. I'm not having a good time. Early on in the game, they're like, here's how to counter. Do you know how little, like how few enemies give you the option to counter? It's like a, I don't know, a lesson they taught me that I never used. I counter the enemies I can, but it's like three of the 20.
You can also just roll around and kind of behind someone.
Yeah, exactly.
I've played this like maybe less than an hour.
I gave it, if you look at my hours on the Switch on it,
You gave it like 3 or 4 hours.
3 or 4 hours, which is good for me.
That's like your third most played game of the year.
That's my equivalent of like 20, or maybe not 20, but of 10 hours. 3 hours is my 10 hours.
Turok 2 Seeds of Evil is currently sitting on 10 hours for you.
Yeah, that's like my 30. That game's great.
Have you still occasionally just been dipping your toe back in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm just on this level that's all caves, and it was something that I guess back in the day you could happily deal with, but it's just so hard to navigate, and it's not done in a way that's easy to figure out where you are.
Not user-friendly.
No, it really isn't. But still loving it, still want to finish it.
Yeah.
Blasphemous, look, it looks really pretty, but there's just so much going on. You'll find a thing and it'll be like, this is for your rosary bead. You find another thing, you're like, add this to your sword. Gives you like a 1% extra defense. And I'm just like, I just don't care. I wish that I loved this game. I don't know, but it's just nothing about it grabbed me the whole time I was playing it. And like I said, I sunk 4 hours into it. I did the whole sewer section. I went through, I was looking for secrets. I was doing everything the game wanted me to do. But at no point was I having a good time.
Did you like when that guy put the mask on and it was full of blood?
No. I also, and this just comes down to probably me not paying attention, but one of the buttons just makes me slice my belly open and lose some blood. I assume that's got something to do with the prayers that I can do.
Yes.
But I don't really know
how. You can upgrade so you can get like a ranged attack, it adds more.
Yeah. But it's just a funny thing to do before you have the ranged attack.
Because yeah, that button does it straight away.
Yeah. You just slice your belly. And they're like, ow.
Because like if you're dumb like myself and you get sometimes forget what button is what, you go to attack and as an enemy is bearing down at you, you look him square in the eyes and slice your belly
open. I'll do it myself.
And you're like, ow, why? Yeah.
I remember the first boss that I encountered being like, great, I can use everything that I've learned up to this point to fight the boss. And then nothing I'd learned up to that point helped me.
I just slice my belly in front of him.
Cool. Yeah.
Is it because you wanted this game to be more of a Metroidvania than a Dark Souls, but it's probably more Dark Souls than Metroidvania?
Yeah, possibly. I think what I really like, because I've seen people compare this to Hollow Knight to be like, oh, it's like this year's Hollow Knight or whatever. But I think Hollow Knight has this like cohesion that this game's really missing. In Hollow Knight, I can see how every area relates to every other area. Mm. It's really tight, the platforming. So same with the combat. But this just feels, like I said at the start, I don't know, clumsy sort of. And maybe I just suck at gaming despite being a professional gamer. That's very possible.
You can't suck at gaming. You're a pro.
I am a pro.
You get paid for this podcast.
I'm a professional gamer.
We all are.
Yeah, and that means...
You can put that on your resume.
I will.
Yeah.
Like,
that means when
this
you sell bathwater, it's gamer juice, baby.
Gamer juice. I've juiced myself.
Yeah, in
the
bath.
Deliver you the greatest... But, okay, look, so like I've been ragging on it. I didn't have a great time, but I think it's still... If this is the kind of game, if like the art design appeals to you in a way maybe it didn't appeal to me, and the story grabs you in a way that maybe, I don't think those are like bad, I think they just, I don't care.
Yeah.
They're like, a miracle's happened, and the world is really grim dark, and I don't know, you gotta figure it out, idiot. I'm just like, I'm not having a good time.
Yeah, and it's worth noting that whilst I seem like a contrarian of the podcast, your favorite games critics see as kind of like hot air in a bag. So games that are critically well received usually hate.
Yeah.
That's not a contrarian thing. It's just you like things that people hate.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, like
which
I don't
is...
I
contrarian, but
I know. Fine. I feel like I'm always on this podcast like, hey, this game everyone loved, it sucks. I really wanted to like this game. And I don't think it's terrible. I think it's just really not for me.
How many thumbs?
Two thumbs and a knock.
And yeah. Do you have any closing words for Andrew Levins, who this is his game of the year, and he was very excited to hear your review of
it? I would just like to apologize, Levins. And I'm sure every comment I've brought up, you'll disagree with. And that's totally fine.
I look forward to him saying, you're just playing it wrong.
Oh, yeah,
and
almost.
Explaining how you've been playing it wrong.
I clearly am just not playing Blasphemous as was intended.
To continue the trend of All the Small Games and Thumb Cramps being a brother and sister podcast, I have heard his review of Blasphemous, and he also did find that the platforming can be a bit touch and go.
Yeah.
John, the other host of the podcast, found that to be more frustrating than Levin.
So, oh, well, that's good to hear.
At least you're not going to be yelled at about that.
I'd like to invite Levins to play Turok 2 Seeds of Evil and review it on All the Small Games, because that is my game of the year. So if Levins would like to review my GOTY, I'd appreciate it.
Levins, I know that you
listen
to this
podcast.
This is
a public call out. Play Turok 2 Seeds of Evil for the Switch.
Yeah, so if you're a listener of Thumb Cramps, please listen to All the Small Games, but also please tweet at Levdog. That's DAWG.
Yeah.
Play Turok 2 Seeds of Evil. Yeah. It's Jackson's
Gotti.
It's Jackson's Gotti. GOTTI. And then if you can include a picture of John Travolta.
And I'd just like to give the cave level of Turok 2 Seeds of Evil 3 thumbs.
3 thumbs?
It's still fun.
Better than Blasphemous. Yeah. Zammit, what have you been playing?
Well, I have been playing Risk of Rain 2 for the Switch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Risk of Rain is a game I don't think I've actually played, but I have watched, say, you, Jack, you and Adam would play that quite a lot back in the day. And like, it was a fun game to just watch you guys go at it. There's a lot of chaos happening on screen. I'm just like, oh, they're having fun. I'm having fun. This is all good. And so when Risk of Rain 2 came out, they switched it from being this 2D
side-scroller kind of
to just now this sort of 3D zapping arena. Everyone, going like, oh no, what's going to... I was very, very impressed because I wasn't going to pick it up, but then you grabbed it for the PlayStation, Jack.
Yeah.
We started playing it, and I was like, oh, this actually looks a lot of fun.
He bought it for the PlayStation on your PS4.
Yeah.
Yes.
At your house.
Yes.
A place that Jackson doesn't live.
Yes. Yeah.
So, hey, great way to try it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I was like, that looks fun. Grab my handy Switch and purchase it on that, because I just like having a Switch.
I love
this
story of Risk of Rain 2, because Jackson bought it on the PS4. You live here. It's your PS4. You're like, I'm going to buy it on the Switch after watching someone play it in my house on my console
that
they can't take with them.
No.
Then Jackson was like, I should get it on the Switch too. Then also purchase on the Switch. Not before Adam also bought it on the PS4.
Yes.
So you could play it together on the PS4, which is something that it rarely happens now.
Yeah.
The Switch thing rarely happens.
Yeah, I tend to play it more on the PS4 than on the Switch.
Because the Switch, even though it is portable, guess who doesn't bring it to the studio?
Have you ever taken a deal?
No. I don't want to bring it on the train.
So I was hoping one day
do you
maybe
dock it at your house?
No. I charge it when I leave the home.
Do you? Okay.
See, I was hoping one day Jack would bring his, and then maybe JD, you would bring yours, and we'd all play it together and have a lot of fun. That has yet to happen. My dreams have been shattered. So,
hey, I can buy it if you want. We can play it from our houses.
Yeah,
that'd
be fun.
I have NBN now, which is nice.
I've also got NBN, organized it, and just this week in front of me, we have a letter.
Oh, please.
May I quickly
read
this
it
out
to us?
Okay. An update on your NBN status.
That's never a good thing if you've been told that it's coming.
Yes. It's been coming to the point where I've actually organized it. I've paid for someone to come out and install it.
Yep.
Paid for the modem. All that kind of jazz is coming. It should have been here a while back, but it hasn't arrived.
Yeah.
Let's just find out why.
One of these letters why.
We're still checking in with NBN Co. We'll keep checking on the progress of NBN TM towards your business as soon as NBN Co. finishes work on house address. We'll be in touch and help your business switch. Meanwhile, keep enjoying your current Telstra service.
That's what
I'm... So you've paid for it, but I guess it's not coming, hey?
Yes.
So I wonder if this episode is going to be sponsored by NBN, much how like last week's Foxtel episode was sponsored by Foxtel.
Fingers crossed.
Foxtel still 0 thumbs.
Yeah.
We'll see if that eventuates.
I'll have great connection on my end.
Yeah, yeah, hell's exactly. Yeah,
maybe I'll host the lobby.
I think that's probably
it still works
best.
Like a 2006 online Quake. Multiplayer game, right?
Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
lobbies.
That said, we were playing it in this house on two PS4s, and the internet was that great that one of the PS4s dropped connection.
Yeah, yeah, it was
it
good.
Was super good. So anyway, so Risk of Rain, it's just like you start as one of your heroes, and they all have different abilities, and endless amounts of creatures spawn. You shoot them for money, and then you go around the
like
level.
Like
Hitman. You go around the level, picking up items, and all the items do different things, and you eventually become this ubermensch, and you open up a portal, and you have to like wait there while the boss appears. You destroy the boss, jump to the portal, rinse and repeat, and you keep going.
Yeah.
And it is a lot of fun, and I'm finding the object... like. My objective of this game is to try and make it crash.
Yeah.
Because you keep doing it a lot and a lot, you end up getting so many items that any kind of either the console, the gaming machine just has no idea what to do, and it goes real slow, and it's fantastic. What's, and I love
it. Yeah, because Risk of Rain literally doesn't end. So you finish a level, you go to the next level, finish that level, go to the next level. There is ostensibly an end point where you sacrifice yourself to a pillar, but then... you cannot sacrifice yourself, and you can just start again, retaining the items you've had and ramping the difficulty.
Oh, it's so much fun.
So, like I remember in Risk of Rain 1, you could reach a point where you'd been through it so many times, you'd gathered so many items, that you could just stand still, and one of the characters just punches forward to do, like, a tiny amount of damage. But you could just stand still and punch, and literally... never take any damage and just destroy all the enemies around you as they swarmed on you. Mm-hmm. And it's immensely satisfying.
Oh, it's so much fun. Like I initially was playing with, so you start off with like one character, you play for a bit, you unlock someone else and so on and so forth. Mm. Then there's a few sort of characters after doing certain things you unlock. One of the first ones you unlock is like the Huntress who like locks onto the enemies and you have to like do a bunch of stuff. Has having a lot of fun playing her. But then I unlock the Engineer and they just place down turrets. All the items that you have, your turrets. Have and it's just great to place those turrets down, chuff off, let them deal with it. I got to a point where I was placing them down, summoning a boss, the game would just lag, and it would come back on, the bosses were dead.
Great.
Grab the items and keep going.
It's rare for a positive review to be focusing on lag in a good way.
Oh, it is just because
I broke the game.
It's just so much fun because so much stuff is happening. I'm like, I got this weird thing that's coming around, like this like ice storm that's coming, and I've also got like electricity that's going off every 8 seconds. Also, then that's being chained by more things, and then I've got these knives that are appearing every time an enemy dies. It makes more knives and everything is exploding and wee!
I haven't played the first Risk of Rain either, but I do. The reason why is because Jackson made me play a game that he loved co-op, but I hated and it rains in that. So it made me think that was Risk of Rain, even though it wasn't Risk of Rain.
Yeah, sure.
What game was that?
Rain World.
Yeah, it's no
that
good.
Game,
it's,
Dax, oh my God, this is so good. You're a slinky slug cat. I was like,
this is so boring.
It was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The rain looked cool. The graphics were sick.
Yeah.
The gameplay was...
Maybe that's what I was getting confused with.
Yeah, the gameplay was... boring and bad.
Yeah, I like that you were a slug cat. That was neat. Yeah.
What was the point of the game? Oh, to kill the enemies?
Yeah. Yes.
No, was that? I can't even remember. Is that what you meant to do?
And each other. You got to kill each other.
Oh, that's right. And then you got to get back in the hole before it rains.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our two pro gamers' opinion there.
Yeah, there was a thumbs down with
as
that
a pro gamer.
Noise.
So,
okay, how many? What's your review then?
I think I gave it 4 thumbs. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Whoever's charting it will. I don't remember how much I gave goddamn Donkey Kong 64. Probably no thumbs.
You gave it a knock. Yeah, but like, when was the last time you played Rain World?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, when I played and I was like, this sucks. You're like, no, it's good. And then you were like, anyway, turn off.
Anyway, back to Turok.
Yeah, look.
Just like, that's the thing. Like, you couldn't keep playing any games at that point because you're like, no, this isn't what I need. And then Turok 2 Seeds of Evil came out. You're like, this is it. This is what I was waiting
for. This is what I've been looking for my whole life.
But with Risk of Rain and Risk of Rain 2, I find it immensely satisfying that it's that type of game where you collect power-ups, but they all stack.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's so much fun.
And it's so crazy to see the different strategies. So, like, there are power-ups that make you quick. And if you just stack them ridiculously high, you're moving around the map like a goddamn bullet and you don't know what's happening.
Oh, I got to the point where I couldn't sprint. It was too fast.
That rolls.
Because I sat down and I'm like, I'm just going to play this till I die. And I had like the best run I'd
in
ever
real life.
Had. And I think it was like a 2 hour, 2.5 hour run. And I was just like this behemoth.
Oh, that's so good.
It was just beautiful to behold.
But yeah, so you can play it single player. As I said, multiplayer is a lot more fun. The one thing that I will say that I was disappointed is that Risk of Rain was a couch co-op. So you can sit down, you could play multiplayer. That was a lot of fun. And we were hoping that Risk of Rain 2 was the same.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's via consoles, etc. Via internet. And that was a bit disappointing. But that said, playing it co-op is a lot of fun. And it is especially fun if you die in the level and the other person just doesn't and reigns supreme, because then they go and get all the power-ups while you just do nothing and watch.
Yeah.
And they become more and more powerful while you sit there hoping for, like, the next level, maybe some just, like, bit of scraps of gold to come your way.
The game's got, like, a weird negative feedback loop where if you die but the other player doesn't, you will be weaker for the next level, which is going to be harder, which means you're more likely to die, but the other person playing is more likely to win, so that if you keep playing, you hit a point where you just become like a little baby cuck to the powerful bull of player one.
And it is so much fun to be like, excuse me, engineer Chad, could you open this box here?
Yeah.
I don't have the money for it, but if you could open it and please scarper away so you don't accidentally pick it up, that would be really appreciative so that I may have that.
I know I've had that happen with friend of the show, Adam, and he was like three levels above me because I kept dying, and he hit a point where he's like, I don't need anything else, Jackson. You just hide here. I'll fight the boss. I'll open the chests for you. But Adam also does this very frustrating thing where, obviously, if you're playing co-op, and there's only a finite number of chests per level, so you'd think the polite thing to do would be to even it out. You know what I mean? And be like, oh, hey, I know you've got, say, the mushroom that lets you heal if you're standing still. Hey, I found another one in this chest. Do you want it? Not Adam.
No. Adam, I know how Adam plays games, because he plays games differently to how you play games, because Jackson, you're just like, okay, this is a path, I'll just follow it. Adam's like, no, we must explore.
Oh, yeah.
So every level of Risk of Rain, I imagine, as he finds chests, he just unlocks them and takes the item.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So many times, we'll be playing.
Jackson, if I was playing with you, I'd do the same thing.
Well, no, hey, look, that's
I know that I will find them first, because you'll be too busy following one path.
I'll be too busy seeing if I can jump off the cliff here and see what happens. But it's always so funny to be playing, and you see up in the little text box down the bottom, like, Adam has unlocked this, Adam has unlocked this, Adam has unlocked this. And you're like, well, I guess I'm just not getting any chests.
Well, you got to be quick. No, I'm playing like Adam. You know what? That's rude. On you.
A rude way to play with your good friends.
Sorry, guys. Just quick milestone.
Yeah.
It is 2019. Just like to point out that I have just deleted Flappy Bird off my phone.
Wow.
On air, just then.
Yeah, well done.
It was I recently got Apple Arcade, and I didn't like the way that my games folder looked because it was uneven with the games I had, so I deleted Flappy Bird.
That's amazing. Rest in peace, Flappy Bird.
Dong Nguyen will be stoked. He hates that game. And fair. I love him. Miss you, Dong.
So Risk of Rain 2 is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. Multiplayer. I think there's more updates coming out. So there'll be more, what do you call them, avatars?
Characters.
Characters to play, heroes to
Andorra.
Play.
Andorra. Unobtainium. Avatar.
Avatar's coming out soon.
No, it's not.
10 thumbs.
Avatar 2 comes out Christmas next year, my good friend.
That's basically soon. We are closer to Avatar 2 than we are to Avatar 1.
Yes. But
he's got you there.
So many other things.
On the scale of Avatar, we're close to a new Avatar.
So exactly. When everyone is seeing Cats in cinemas, that is 1 year until Avatar.
That's close to Avatar compared to how close we are currently to Avatar.
Yeah.
So 11 years between movies. That's funny.
So good.
Also, we're so close to Cats, and that's going to rule hard.
Boxing Day in Australia, baby.
So how many thumbs would you give Risk of Rain dose?
Four thumbs.
Okay.
What would you give Risk of Rain?
I don't know.
Jackson, which one's better?
Risk of Rain 1 was probably more polished because it had everything at launch, whereas Risk of Rain 2 is like, he's like three updates coming with a whole bunch of bosses and a whole bunch of what have you.
Did Risk of Rain 1 do that, but you were later to the bandwagon?
So. Okay. I don't think
just
so.
Just checking.
Yeah, the only
could have happened.
Genuine question, not bullying.
Yeah.
This is bullying. Shut up.
The only reason I'm like giving it not like a perfect score is because it does feel a little bit unfinished. There are some kind of things you're like,
okay, what's going on? And I am waiting for those updates because currently there are a couple of like characters that when you play, you're like, I hate this one. This one sucks. Like that plant boy that was hard to get.
He sucks. I sort of still feel like every character in Risk of Rain, if you played them enough, you could get good at it.
Oh, 100%.
I feel like that's the kind
like
of game.
Like Smash Bros.
Yeah. You can have a main, but every character.
Banjo Kazooie's out in Smash Bros. And I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
I love Banjo Kazooie.
Get on it.
It's a bird that hates that bear, but they're friends.
Yeah. I don't think that's the. Okay. They despise one another.
Yep.
Yeah. So four thumbs. Look, fair.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend picking it up, especially if, you know, a couple of you in the, you know, have a Switch or have a PS4 or whatever, and you can play together. A heap of fun. Highly enjoy it. Four thumbs.
Brings today's total thumb score to 13 thumbs, I believe, if I counted properly. But that was only for the games you reviewed, not the other stuff we talked about. Yeah. So
make it an even 25.
You reviewed Turok 3, yeah. Fox Cover got 0, NBN got 0, anime got 5 and 1, that's 10. Another 6. Actually, 20 is looking pretty bang on.
Yeah, well, I said 25, but
I was thinking
Yeah,
20.
It is 20.
Well, all right.
You've got it. 25 or 20? 20 thumb episode.
20-25.
I'll give you 5 thumbs for correctly answering 20. Yes. Which makes the score up to 25
which
thumbs,
makes
which
me
makes
correct.
You incorrect, but also correct again. So have another 5 thumbs. 30 thumbs. Sorry, Jack, you're wrong yet again.
Man.
Next time on Thumb Cramps, video game reviews. Will the boys keep their pro gamer status? Find out next week on Thumb Cramps.
Bye!
See ya.
Dun dun.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch just how competent or incompetent we are at video games, head on over to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio, where you'll see us and other members of the Sanspants Network live stream some of our favorite video games.